If you've been sweating like a couple of guys here in the studio already this morning, they don't want to go outside. They want to stay in where it's warm at Cross Lake Ohana, right?
That's right. We're talking Bill getting all lean and fit with Jake and RJ from CrossFit Ohana. They're the owners and also trainers there. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. Hey, thanks for punishing a couple of my friends yesterday.
They deserve it. Yeah.
Peter Jacobus and Paul, both were whining last night at Bible study.
Bible study.
We got really punished today.
This is a bad sales pitch.
No, it's actually good you know you're going to get a good workout, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I saw them at lunch, and I could tell they both had lost like 10 pounds since the morning, and they looked all cut. So it must have been that workout.
Those guys, I've been working with Paul for a while now. Paul's doing really well, and Peter. So like those guys are killing it. They're some of the regulars.
Good deal. Yeah, tell us a little bit about CrossFit, first of all. Let's start there. And how people can get back into shape and make it work for them.
Yeah, so at our CrossFit gym, what we do there is we kind of take all the aspects of what fitness is, just kind of put it into one kind of group class for an hour, right? A lot of what the misconception they have with CrossFit, the people like they're worried that when they come to CrossFit, they're not fit enough, they can't do it. But we offer a lot of things like one-on-one training and like things to get people set up into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, to get them, to get you at least started and get you just moving in the first place, right?
Yeah. Yep. So as long, I mean, everybody's coachable. So that's the big thing. You can walk into any gym, and a gym that's you don't have coaches and stuff like that. So it can be hard to get rolling or know what to do, where to start. You know, walking around from machine to machine. Well, I'll do this machine. I'll do that. Everything has a plan, and you know anyone can get into it. So that's the cool thing about we got going over at CrossFit.
Really helps people that you know they say they go to certain other gyms. I mean, it's sometimes when you know you get off work and it's you think, God, I got to go to the gym. What do I do? And, you know, you hop on the treadmill, you sit for an hour. What's nice to come when you come to CrossFit is that everything's planned out. We always have coaching, keeping you safe, all that kind of thing going on.
They have an easy location, too. Anything on 23rd Street is very busy. So talk a little bit about where you're at. I know you're right there by my temptation, Runza.
It's a round of my temptation over there.
We are in the prime spot, Runza and Wendy's.
Yep. Yeah.
You get a mental workout, too, while you're at it.
There you go. Yeah.
The windows are open.
Yeah. But a good location. And talk about your building and how you've expanded that a little bit.
Yeah, so we started in a small facility. About like 1,500 square feet. Ogre that, we get into the place right behind Runza, the old gun shop there.
Uh-huh.
And we grew into this, took some walls down, put up rubber, made it nice and, you know, made a warehouse nice and cozy for us. And we're getting close to outgrowing this as well, so we want to eventually move to something bigger. But, it's definitely uphill climb. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good location.
Yeah, just right there. I mean, simple to get to.
And you feel like you have all the equipment you need? I mean, right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like Jake mentioned, we are expanding rapidly. So Jake's the original founder, and he started in the back of Anytime. That got too big, moved over to this place. That's when I came on. We're getting close to the point where this is going to be, well, we still got plenty of room. We're doing all right. But we're already looking at expanding, moving up. So
your clientele, what's the time period, I guess, where they're working out? Do you have early morning people and then late night too or not?
Oh, yeah, we're going all day long. We go from 5 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m. With we have open gym time and one-on-one time in between that. So our typical schedule is 5 a.m., 8:15 a.m. We have open gym throughout the day again, and then 5 and 6 p.m. Those are our classes.
Okay.
So, yep.
Typical workout hour or more?
Yep. Okay. Everything an hour and under.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
We got random yoga classes, a couple of free classes. A lot of different random stuff throughout the day as well.
Okay.
Yoga. Molly Bird does one of our yoga instructors from Simply Strong. So if you send your kids there, she's a great yoga instructor. We also have Haley, which she just got brought on. She does yoga on Tuesdays as well. And then we just added with Pastor Gerber at Trinity. We added a faith and fitness class. So we do the second Saturday of each month at 8 a.m. Well, we might change that to 10. But anyway, so we had our first one this last Saturday. It's a workout and a devotional too. So we're adding little things.
That's cool.
Onto our schedule as we go.
Yeah, that's a good idea for sure. Mm-hmm. Do you ever incorporate your band into that kind of stuff.
We listen to the music loudly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what kind of music does your band, was it Chasing Chance?
Yeah, mostly pop rock and hard rock, stuff like that. So that's one of my hobbies I do outside of working out. So
to relieve your
relieve the stress.
Your stress, yeah. So you're going to be playing this Saturday in Benson, right?
Yeah, we'll be at the Waiting Room. Unfortunately, it's a good thing, but also unfortunately the show sold out, so if you want to come, you can't come unless you get tickets.
Oh, shoot.
But so I'll keep you looped.
Go to the website, there'll be more shows coming up.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Sure. We're gonna have to find a place here in Fremont where we can do that and have the band play. Maybe a CrossFit Kohana we could do
there
something.
There you go.
Oh, there. Yeah.
For that grand new opening of the new building.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep. Is there anything new in CrossFit right now that you guys are really pushing that really seems to work for most of the people?
Yeah, I'd say with introduction things. So we started something up about a month ago. It's a new program we have called our onboarding. And what that is, it's a new thing we're doing to get people their first step into the door. So they don't just jump into class and do something that's actually gets kind of scary.
Uh-huh.
So it's something we show you all the words, the lingo, how to move, how to do everything safely. So it's a nice way to get them started up. So yeah, that's actually started up pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Do you want to talk cost or do you give a let people come in and try it out first?
Yeah, we always do a couple sessions for free. But like Hughes mentioned with this on-ramp program, it's a 4-week program for the first 2 weeks. You can do it with a couple friends as well. It's only $100 to try it out for 4 weeks. You get one-on-one training for the first 2 weeks. And then at that point we can decide if you want to do more one-on-one for another 2 weeks or if you want to be thrown into the classes. So, it's a nice introductory way to get into the classes. But, as far as pricing goes, our first couple classes are always free no matter who you are, just so you can try it and see it out.
Yeah.
Then we have different options. We everything we do is monthly. So we do, 2 days, we have a 2-day a week, a 3-day a week, and an unlimited package. So
nice.
We can kind of fit, how often you want to get into the gym.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I know some of these people get into this, they get pretty serious, and there's some competitions
that
go on.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the FitFest competitions.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a FitFest, it was October 9th. And we invited gyms from Omaha, Lincoln, different places around come and compete. And it was a pretty big event. We had, food and prizes, trophy, all that kind of stuff. It was pretty fun. And we're planning on doing something like that. We'll do that again next, this coming October 2022. But we're going to do every 3 to 4 months, we're going to do small events here and there.
Okay.
For just our Fremont community and our gym as well. So, there's going to be a lot of opportunity to do kind of just try competitions out and test your edge.
What kind of things do you, is that something where you take it outside or do you do, is it mainly inside?
Well, that one just kind of depends. So it's more stuff that we're trying to offer as we move on. But like the FitFest is, Jake wrote all the workouts for that one. So that was pretty fun.
Bet.
Yeah. So the next couple, we're open-ended. They're still to be decided and
like
planned.
Pull-ups or kinds of.
A little bit of everything. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Our first one, we did 3 events. So it was 3 different workouts. And we had like 8 groups, I think. So it was we went from about 9 to about 2 p.m. or something like that. So, 3 different waves. And we had 2 divisions. We had a competitors division and a scaled division, which means the scaled is for people who just want to compete.
Okay, yeah.
And then the competitors are, the people you're going to beat up a little bit. So, it was a fun competition. We had food and everything. We did, we took pictures, did trophies, all that stuff. It was fun, but we had 2 divisions, so everyone
very
could
cool.
compete. Yeah, and we'll do that more in the future. We got a bunch of little ones planned for our members.
Oh,
too,
sure.
Well. Yeah,
sure.
We'll be sure to let us know about it so we can come watch. And,
Cheer
on
sure.
our local Fremont folks.
Yeah. Or come compete.
Nice too,
or compete.
Yeah.
With all those kinds of competitions, like the FitFest and everything, that's that nice thing. As you said, the scale division, we had people that competed in that couldn't do, can't do a single pull-up. But the nice thing is we do many things to scale down. Like if somebody can't do a pull-up, we give you, bands or jumping and stuff like that.
Right.
To do it.
Perfect.
So yeah.
Everybody can
sounds
do it.
Sounds like fun.
Still working on that pull-up. Didn't get the Presidential Fitness
I
Award.
I know.
That. It's a little bit.
It's never too late to keep going.
That, huh?
Yeah.
CrossFit Kohana is what we're talking. Jake Annan and RG Klingsporn, owners and trainers right here in Fremont. Again, the address and maybe the hours and how people can get a hold of you.
We're located at 2220 North Yeager Road, right south of Runza. And then we're here almost all hours a day if you want to stop in. We have a website online as well. And
Good deal.
Yeah, go to CrossFitKohana.com. I mean, that'll give you all the information you need. yeah, you'll get our phone numbers are on there, our class schedule is on there, everything like that. Yeah. So yeah, we're there every day except for Sundays usually. But we do have a free class every Saturday at 9 a.m. So nice. That's also a nice little bonus. Very we have a lot good. Of people who just come in for that free Saturday class. So
yeah.
Well, keep up the great work, gentlemen. Congratulations on all the success you've had so far.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. Chamber wise,
we have the Salvation Army kettle kickoff is tomorrow from 9 to 10. So please head out to the Salvation Army. It's always a great morning. The middle school choir will be there singing some Christmas carols. So we'll get all festive and in the Christmas spirit.
What about Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, we're going to do a little pre-Thanksgiving celebration with some Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And then next week, we actually are taking the week off. I mean, we'll be working, but there are no events next week with the Thanksgiving holiday. So,
oh, darn.
I know, you're really sad about that, Chris. But we'll have people enjoy, and then we'll come back and hit it hard for a ton of holiday coffees and business after hours in December. You can go to our website, fremontne.org, to see all those events. And one more thing to mention, we are partnering with Air Comfort to do a Toys for Tots drive. So if you would go purchase some new toys, we got a lot of kids in need here in the Fremont community that we want to help out. Yeah. So stop by the chamber and drop off those wonderful unwrapped toys.